Welcome back to Dadsplaining, a sporadically updated chronicle of all the weirdest, messiest, grossest, and funniest parts of fatherhood, hosted by two young and clueless dads. I'm still Jesse.
And I'm Brandon.
And let's start off by saying Happy New Year to everybody who is a listener of the show. We haven't spoken to you since mid-December of 2022. Life's been crazy. I don't know what to tell you. But we've missed you, and we're glad to be back, and just want to take today to get everybody up to speed on what's going on in our parenting lives and maybe kind of share a little secondhand info along the way. But before we do all that, Brandon, if you can remember, what do we usually say to folks who want to keep up with us online?
We say, hi, thanks for still being here. And we're excited to be back, but we'll talk about how we're tired. But if you want to hear us before we got as tired as we are today, back when we first started this long adventure, and listen to every episode along the way, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Dadsplaining Podcast. You can send us an email directly, dadsplainingpodcast@gmail.com, or you can check out this and every episode on any app or place that you get your podcasts.
That was, I would give you like a 96 out of 100 on that. Like it was almost like you didn't
stumbled
miss
at the end there. I was like,
right there at the 99 yard line.
Every episode, wherever you get your podcasts. There you go.
I think people get the point. Google Dadsplaining if you want to follow us. We're the only Dadsplaining on the internet as far as I know.
Oh, you know what? See, now that you've said that, let's see what happens.
Uh-oh. You know what? You might as well.
Dadsplaining. Okay, well, first, it's a quick explainer of what is dadsplaining,
and then Urban Dictionary is the top result.
Yeah, or stuff.co.newzealand apparently. This is
New Zealand. Okay,
that's exciting. Our Instagram and our Facebook pop up, so that's nice.
All right, there we go.
On the right hand rail, I'm a guy who knows a little something about Google.
Uh-huh.
You see a link to our podcast. That's exciting.
You know what's crazy is on my right rail, I see someone else's podcast that's
I do see that as well, and I'm gonna send feedback to say this should be reported. It's awful.
Yeah, I mean, I can't actually, there's not even a link, there's just a photo, and I can't do anything with it. But anyway, we are the real Dadsplaining, the real deal, the legitimate one.
Yeah,
not a copy of a copy of a copy. So there is that. But anyway, I would like to catch up with you today, Brandon. I mean, we have seen each other in person over the past couple of months. Our families have spent the days together here and there. But for the sake of the folks listening at home, what's new, man? What's new with the family?
Oh, what's not new? We are living in a world now. Whenever you do happen to listen to this episode, it is March of 2023, mm-hmm. just to give everybody a nice little timestamp here, which means that we are about to have a 5-year-old in the house. My son's birthday is coming up in a week.
Wow.
Which is crazy. And then my daughter, which if you've noticed in the last many months, we have not recorded a lot because I've got a second kid. I got a daughter, and that has made life a lot harder to do anything. And she is 10 months already, and she's about to be 11 months. And in April will be her birthday, and she will turn one. And that is just ridiculous that I will have a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old very soon here in about 6 weeks' time. That will be true.
Man. So, I mean, because I'm going to be going into this in a couple of months, like, what is the balance like right now with you guys? Like, do you get a break between the two of them? Does like you know, you get worn out with one and then you get to hang out with the other? Like, how do you, how do you do it?
You don't. Well, that's not true. It's you just do it. That's the answer. That's the real answer. You do it and it's fine. I would just say that for the first good long while, you're kind of just doing the same stuff with your first older child. And then the young one is just along for the ride.
Yeah.
Because they're not doing a whole lot for the first several months. And so now I am at a space where what I will probably kind of talk about and focus on a little bit is that Paige is about to start moving around. She's already crawling.
Mm-hmm.
And it took her a while to get there. We thought she was going to be faster on it, but not as much. So she probably started crawling at about 9 months, which is not unusual.
Yeah.
And she's already moving on quick to what they call cruising, which just means that they can, you know, they're pulling themselves up on surfaces, standing when supported, and moving around while supporting themselves. So not walking by any stretch. We're still, you know, far enough away from that. But she can pull up on a table, and then she can move to another surface, you know, and kind of like work her way from one place to another by just like leaning on things, pulling on things, supporting herself. You know, she can hold herself with just one hand and, you know, stand up and do all kinds of stuff like that. So
yeah,
she's super mobile now. And so it feels like a terrible change of pace over here, because we have to like pay attention to what she's doing now.
It gets harder. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first 9 months, you know, give or take a few months until your kid starts crawling, are not too bad, because the littlest one just is kind of there. They just sit wherever you are, or lie for the first many months. And then you just bring them along, and they can't talk, of course. So they're just doing whatever you're doing. And most likely what you're doing is whatever the first kid wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So I think it worked out not too bad, because Noah didn't feel threatened by Paige. And, you know, you worry about like splitting up the time, and he didn't have to worry about that so much, because we could mostly just do whatever he wanted to do and focus most of our attention on him and just bring little baby along for the ride. And so, yeah, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't terrible in terms of the splitting of the attention.
Yeah.
It is terrible in terms of the exhaustion, the lack of energy, the lack of sleep, the lack of free time. It's weird, because if you go back to beginning first kids us, and you're like, you're gonna miss all that free time you have. You're like, what are you talking about? I have a kid, there's no free time.
Yeah.
Now looking back on two kids, I'm like, wow, I had like a lot of free time.
Oh god.
Or like I had a lot of bandwidth to like do other stuff, and now I don't.
Right. Oh, you know? Man. And don't know what you got till it's gone.
I know, you don't know. And it's of course it's like the stuff that you barely have to do to survive, like cooking, cleaning, laundry. There's double, you know, and it's just like,
oh boy.
God, everything is so much more difficult. I'm really selling the parenting, but that's not my job. This is not a podcast to sell parenting. This is a podcast about parenting.
It's not. If you're here, if you're listening, you're already in it.
Yeah, this is about parenting. And this is what it's about. It's about being hard.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what it is. So, we're living the upside down, because now I have to kind of rethink my game plan on what to do with two mobile children. That is different.
Yeah.
And up until now, we haven't had to deal with this, but now Paige is getting all up in Noah's business because she couldn't before.
Yeah.
Or he could just walk away or whatever. Yeah. Now, wherever he goes, she wants to follow.
Uh-huh.
Wherever I go, she wants to follow. There's nothing like weirder, admittedly cute and silly, than like you leave and go into another room, and like a little baby just crawls around the corner and follows you. And you're like, where did you come from?
Yeah.
I'm not used to that.
Yeah.
And so it's still very novel. And I just like hear her, because she's like, thud, 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 thud. I'm doing the sound effects.
Yeah.
Thud, 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 thud. You know, she's crawling around the corner, and I'm just like, here she comes. Oh, boy.
Aww.
Oh boy. Or should be scary, but again, difficult to like have your emotions on the top and be as quick-witted as I used to be. But often I just kind of look up now and I'm like, where'd she go?
Uh-huh.
Because she's left the room.
Yeah.
She's gone to a different room.
Mm-hmm.
She's seen an object and she's like, I want to go check that out.
Yeah.
And she did. And I didn't pick up on that. I didn't know where she went. I'm like, okay, she's been gone for 30 seconds.
Right.
That's not too bad. Okay, she's not, I don't hear anything.
Uh-huh.
Silence is terrifying.
Yeah.
As a parent, unless you then probably get a toddler age kid, then silence is golden.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're like, oh, they're playing by themselves. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
But right now I'm like, wait a minute, where is the baby?
Mm-hmm.
The baby's mobile. I've lost eye contact. She can't understand me when I say, come back.
Exactly.
So this is where, again, it's not as easy as having a dog, sorry, but it's just like there's no commands.
Yeah, not at that age.
There's no luring back like here, I've got food. She's like, I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't speak your language, man.
So really the only way to lure them around is to just be like, make some noise and remind them like, hi, I'm an interesting thing.
You become the shiny object
that
again.
You like to follow around. So yeah, maybe you should you should come back and check on me. So those are the kinds of things I'm focused on right now. And how much fun that is.
What's funny about that is it's definitely not the same emotional reaction you had the first time around. Like, I remember with baby number one, the stakes always seemed super high because I had no idea what was going to happen. I mean, I remember like the first week, like I would wake up every 30 minutes because I didn't know, you know, could he somehow die in his sleep for no reason whatsoever? So, you know, none of that. And if I lost sight of him, it would be an immediate, like, what could be happening? Where could he be? You know, could someone have abducted him in my house? You know, and baby number two, like I'm already feeling, and my wife is kind of feeling the same way. It's like, we've been through this now. Like, we're already going to be exhausted. Why do we need to be extra worried on top of that when, you know, we're not perfect at this, but like we figured it out once, like we didn't ruin the first kid. So like I could hear a little bit of that in your voice. It's like, you're tired, but you know, at the very least, it's not like you're on pins and needles 24/7, in terms of like the fear and like,
yeah,
I got to do it perfectly kind of thing. Like that, I don't, that doesn't seem to be happening the second time around.
Yeah. There's a comfort level in, knowing what you know,
mm-hmm.
and that you've been through it before. The thing that I think trips me up is just that everything that happened before with the first kid,
mm-hmm.
totally different set of things are happening with the second kid.
Yeah.
Sounds obvious, but they're different children, mm-hmm. and they've got different things that have happened. So it's really been, I think it's probably fair what you're saying, is that my anxious concern of like survival and can I do this isn't quite so there. It's not at the top of the surface. It's just more like, wow, I thought the second would be more straightforward because I'm not learning as much.
Yep. Yep.
And that's not really true.
No.
There's just as much, I have no idea what I'm doing, and there's just as much to learn. And then that's a little bit frustrating for sure of, well, I thought I kind of knew how to parent.
Yeah.
And so I didn't think there'd be this many things that I didn't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
And there are. There's a lot of that.
Mm.
So, you know, if you're the type of person that just really enjoys learning how to be a parent, just have more kids. And then there's just fresh material to go through and just keep going back to that well. So, yeah, I really would have liked to have a bit more moments where I was like, yeah, I know exactly what to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's just the joke's on me for maybe like expecting too much of it to be the same.
Well, tell me this, though, because like I'm, you know, our second baby is due in May 5th. You know, we've got like this last less than 2 months now to prepare, or even less, because he could come early. The first one came early. Like, looking back, do you wish you had done more prep? Like, going back and retaking the classes, reading the books, do you think that would have helped at all? Like, basically what I'm saying is like, what do you think I should be doing right now since you're living in the future?
Boy, that's a great question. I don't know. I mean, not anything related to like pre-birth or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like the pregnancy side of it, the birth, like, you know, you went through that. If you did classes and studied that kind of stuff, you know, that's probably fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, you know, I don't know. It's not really like you could study ahead for it because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem, is that I have a set of memories and experiences and therefore knowledge of what I went through with my first son. So I'm mm-hmm. just like, okay, I've got the knowledge bank. I'm ready to roll here.
Yep.
I can take anything they dish out because I'll just be thinking, ah, yes, this happened with Noah and here's what I did. Great. And instead, it's just a whole fresh set of things that I hadn't experienced before,
right,
and have to deal with in a different way. And mm-hmm. so I haven't experienced it. I didn't experience it the first time. So I haven't practiced. And so therefore, I know nothing.
Right. So you're spot checking, basically. It's like you don't know what to prep for because you don't know what's going to be the same and what's going to be different. So it's like more like figuring out things as they happen, because you can't prepare for everything.
Yeah, and I wouldn't suggest because you just don't know. It's impossible to know. And it's not as if it's like the first, I don't know, I guess year about isn't like, there's just things that happen. It's like, how do they sleep? How do they feed? How do they, you know, become soothed?
Mm-hmm.
And none of that has a like base level of knowledge that you can just kind of research up on and get good at. There's some techniques that you maybe can pick up that you can try. So I think I recommend that for first-time parents, is when you're going through it, you kind of learn some of that. You've done that though, so you'll have like a knowledge store. Like there's some things that I, you know, will use, like how to soothe them, how to rock them, how to hold them and make them comfortable, you know, rubbing back, patting the back, burping. Like there's things like that that are still going to be applicable and just kind of get tweaked a little bit depending on what they like. But other than that, it's, you know, they handle feeding completely differently. They handle sleeping completely differently. They're happy or sad or angry or crying or louder or quieter than the other child. And that's just who they are. And you're not going to know until they get here and you start to discover it. And it'll take a while before you're like, oh, this is just how it's going to be.
Yeah.
And then at that point, maybe you can try to come up with some more material of what to think about or what to research, or if there's a specific problem, of course. But yeah, it's a total crapshoot. You're basically just, you're spinning the wheel again with the next kid, and you don't know what set of personality traits or challenges or things that they're good at that you, your first kid was not good at. And so, you know, I think my first kid was really bad at nursing, and we had a big struggle with it for the entire time of the nursing. Second kid, not a problem whatsoever. So like, that's wonderful. A relief, obviously more so for my wife than me,
Sure.
but I don't have to do extra work with that this time around, and that's nice. But there's nothing for me to practice or do better with nursing because it's going great. Instead, I get greeted with they don't sleep very well. They don't sleep train very well. They don't sleep through the night. And that's something that, of course, everybody experiences, but it's been a very different experience with Paige than with Noah. And the types of things that I knew in my mind, okay, I'll try these because it worked for Noah. They don't work. None of them work. And so then you're just immediately out of your information and you're back to square one of, oh, well, I thought I might know some things, but I don't actually know some things. So you have to kind of start over and learn completely new habits and learn completely new approaches to things and just try to figure it out the best you can.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. And that's, I guess that's kind of our approach right now. Like I said, we're a little under 2 months away. My wife Ashley's in her third trimester. And it's a different experience to the first pregnancy. Like, I hate to say I was more involved the first time around, but I definitely was in terms of doing the research with her and all that. But I mean, this time around, neither one of us are really like we're planning and we're prepping, but we're not going into this whole like, how do we have a baby? Because we've been there. And at this point, it's more like just like preparing for the logistics, you know, making sure that we've got the time off, that we've got the baby's room ready, which is also not that high of a priority because that baby's not going to be in that room for the first couple of months, probably. So yeah, it's a weird feeling the second time around, I guess is kind
Yeah.
of where I am right now, because like it's definitely happening. We're excited about it. We're getting close. We're so ready for the pregnancy to be over. And at the same time, it's almost like if you don't think about it, you can forget that you're about to have a baby,
Right. Yeah.
which definitely never happened the first time around.
Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest, I guess, takeaway is like you're just already busy.
Yeah.
You can't like sit with your thoughts and prepare mentally anymore because you're not, you don't have that. That's not your life right now. You already have a kid. So you're not prepping, researching, thinking, planning, wondering, hoping, dreaming, getting as scared, which is a nice thing, not getting as scared because you don't have that time. Your free time is now the other child.
Exactly. That's where it's all going. That's where all of the energy
Yeah.
and anxiety and all that stuff is now directed at the living, breathing child that's here, that's, you know, 5 years old and getting into all kinds of crazy stuff.
Exactly. And you don't want to shortchange that kid, and that'll be the struggle for, you know, the rest of their lives is how to balance between the two. And I guess the only positive from my takeaway earlier is that you can kind of skate by for a while with a baby because they just kind of roll with it. And only now am I starting to think, holy crap, this is where it actually comes into play. And they're going to start being, you know, angry about like, oh, you're paying more attention to them than me and yada, yada. And I'm like, well, you said you wanted to play with her, but she's trying to play with you and you're mad. He said, well, you didn't say she was going to take my toys. That's madness. Why would you allow this to happen? But anyway, a whole new slew of things are coming my way. And oh boy, can't wait.
It's going to be interesting.
There's a metaphor here. I've got this cup. This is my super dad cup
I see
I
it.
got for my first or maybe second Father's Day. But you can see this was once a pristine cup, and it's been through some wars.
Oh, I see.
This is what it looked like. It's a normal looking cup.
Yep.
And now
the paint's chipping.
It's battered.
Yeah.
It's falling apart.
Dents
it's getting
all
old.
Around it.
It's seen better days. Mm-hmm. It's very tired, you know.
I sense the metaphor here.
It's not always filled with clear liquids, you know, some dark liquids, you know, along the way. Dark liquor. I'm trying to be clear about this without being explicit. Not trying to say that I drink dirty water, but sometimes alcohol, you know, whatever it takes to get through the day.
Hey,
obviously.
No judgment.
But no, it's a piping hot cup of soda, which of course is, you know, what you need is just caffeine. I don't know if you've seen this, but caffeine has no impact anymore.
Oh,
I don't think it did before the first kid came around, but it definitely doesn't now. I just do it just to feel something.
Yeah. You know what it does? The first cup in the morning, I think I take based on ritual alone, like the fact that it's just what I do. That's my routine. I have a second cup, it doesn't make me more energetic. It just makes me more anxious.
Mm.
Like it just kind of gets my blood racing more and gets my thoughts racing. It does not help me feel less tired. The fatigue is now less a temporary condition and more just like a personality trait.
Yeah,
I guess being a father of a 5-year-old with a full-time job and a spouse that also has a full-time job, it's like, I know a lot of folks listening are going through the exact same thing. And it's like, it's a lot.
We talked about when it was the first kids, how we felt like it was like a superpower that we could do things while being exhausted.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't think it was possible.
Yes.
There's no more amazement at that
with
the second kid, because you've just been doing it for so long. You're doing it even more to another degree, but you're not like proud of it anymore. You're just like, damn, this is rough.
Yeah.
And so operating on no sleep or less sleep, it's just like, well, this is just going to be the next 18 years. Mm-hmm. Had a good run, and I'm just a zombie now.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it.
That's just the way it is. And like, I would say, like, on the plus side is like, now with the benefit of time and hindsight, like, I'm learning that, like, I'm accepting the fact that my body is now the body of a 33-year-old and that I can't do the things I did when I was 27. And
yeah.
33. I'm 32. I'm not 33 yet. I don't remember how old I am.
That's okay. I am. So it counts.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. But like, I'm learning now that I have to do what I can to get like at least 5 hours of sleep. Like I used to get up at 4 a.m. and go out for a walk in the mornings to get some exercise. I can't do that anymore. Like I know I'm better off getting the rest. And, you know, if I put on a couple extra pounds in the process, like it is what it is. And I'll figure that out when I get to it. But, yeah, we're not spring chickens anymore, man.
Just got to survive as best you can for a while. And then, you know, I think there's a time, I don't know when it'll be, but there's a time in the future where maybe they'll be a little bit more independent and maybe they'll not need me every hour of the day. And maybe I can have a hobby or time to exercise or something. That is not today. That is not this day. But you know what? They're cute. They're adorable.
They're
sweet.
Mm-hmm.
They smile a lot.
Oh yeah.
I feel like I'm having memories now back to, we talked about this with the first kids of like, they don't talk, but they give you feedback in a way without it being verbal.
Yeah.
And thankfully Paige's redeeming quality is that she smiles a lot.
Oh yeah. She's got a wonderful baby smile. Like that's like an A+ baby smile.
Thank you. She's an early and an energetic and a free smiler, which is wonderful. So, I mean, thank goodness. She just gives lots of smiles and is just very happy to have people around. She's very me-oriented, which means that she just loves attention.
Yeah.
But she will smile as long as she gets attention. So, nice. You know what? There's that, at least. And, of course, my son's old enough that he can tell me that he loves me and stuff like that. So,
that's,
you know,
that's amazing. That's one of those things.
An
that, like,
underrated
you,
piece.
Yeah. It especially when it's not expected, when it's just out of nowhere. Like sometimes, like, we'll just be hanging out or going to bed or something, and I'll get the like, "Hey, Daddy, guess what? I love you."
I know. It's like, the best surprise ever.
Yes.
Doesn't matter how many times you hear it, you're just like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? That's an underrated aspect of second parenthood. Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and give you that one, because if you're not getting as much of the, you know, the tank filling up with the good vibes from a baby that can't give out the good vibes, your older verbal child is giving it to you. And so that's nice. Mm. There's not as much time where you're like, well, am I doing it right? Are they happy? Did they like me? Any of that kind of stuff, like pre-smiling, which doesn't kick in for a while.
Yeah.
The older kid is giving you that on a regular basis. And so that's nice. You know, it's nice to have somebody that you you're talking to them, you're playing with them, you understand each other. Mm-hmm. So like you're not worrying about that piece as much. You're kind of getting your cup filled with one kid where like you know what you're doing, so you yep. can always pivot back to that.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh well, I can just talk to this person and they can talk back to me.
Yep.
I can tell them I love them and they can tell me that they love me. We hug, you know, all these kinds of things
yeah.
are still happening. And so that is nice. That's really nice to have a functional child
uh-huh.
to go alongside your poorly functioning infant baby toddler.
I did not child. Think about that. Yeah, that's perfect.
Just a brain blast as we're talking about it. And I'm just like,
that's exactly what I needed to look forward to. Yeah.
It's nice. It is nice that no matter what, you can just go and this doesn't happen, but you basically can go to your son and be like, listen, this baby is a turd. Like what's going on? What's going on with you? And you could just talk to David and he'd be like, oh, I'm having a great day. You know,
right.
And you're just like, yes, this is great.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Get a little pick me up with your second kid.
You count your wins. I love that. Okay. I'm going to fold that into my plans. That's great. So there's going to be a lot for us to talk about in the weeks and months to come, you know, between being parents of two, having the second baby, that going through the birth and all that. My son, David, is going into speech therapy right now. He's been in that for a few sessions now, and we've noticed a dramatic improvement in a lot of his communication skills. So I'm looking forward to talking about a lot of that kind of stuff with you, Brandon, and maybe sharing some stuff with our listeners. I know that we also have a listener that has been wanting to come on the show with us to talk about infant, what is it
the
called?
Silent reflux.
Silent reflux that Paige was going through. And I think it'd be great to get another perspective.
Yeah.
So all of that to say, there's going to be a lot going on. And as long as we can make it online and connect with each other and do some more recordings, we're going to keep on bringing it to you. Hope that you are all well out there in the parenting world. And we'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you're doing, what's on your mind, what questions you have that maybe we could at least commiserate with you on and maybe do some Googling and do an episode about if we don't know ourselves. And Brandon, if those folks would like to reach out to us with those questions and thoughts and complaints, once again, where could they do that?
I think that you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Dad's Planning Podcast. You can email us at dadsplanningpodcast@gmail.com. And you can check out this or any episode anywhere you get your podcasts.
Boom. There it is.
That's maybe how it goes.
So yeah. Yeah. Thanks so much, Brandon. It's great to talk to you again. Great to be back on the show, folks. And until next time, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Brandon.
And hey, Brandon, did you hear about the guy that got caught stealing a calendar?
No. Did he run out of time?
No. He got 12 months.
Hey, bingo. Hang on. I think I had one. All right. Saved up. Let me see here. This joke brought to you by Noah. So please keep in mind,
uh-huh.
This is a joke thought up by an almost 5-year-old.
Uh-huh.
Say, Jesse, what does a horse say when it goes to Jupiter?
I don't know.
Hey, there's no land, so can I sit on a chair?
Okay, you know what?
Yeah, yeah.
While we're on the subject of kids' jokes, David has finally gotten the hang of the orange you glad I didn't say banana joke, but let me tell you how he had been telling it for the first, 6 months of understanding knock-knock jokes.
Ah, all right, yes.
Let me
perfect.
Hit you. Yeah. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Banana, aren't you glad I didn't enjoy an orange again?
Oh, okay. This is a nice mix-up here. Yeah, it's a little surprise.
I have no idea what it means, but I think all he gets sometimes is the idea that you are supposed to laugh at a joke and that there are two people involved in it.
Yeah, Noah likes that one too. The best part about Noah doing it is that he'll do it in reverse and he'll get all the way through and then uh-huh. he'll realize it's a mistake.
Oh.
He'll do knock knock, who's there, orange, and he'll do that 3 or 4 times and then he goes in to do the orange joke and he's like, banana. Oh, dang it. You know, he can't react like that,
yep.
But then he has to start all over. So
yeah. Oh god, yeah, knock-knock jokes with 4 and 5-year-olds are fantastic.
So yeah, Noah likes the planets and he knows that Jupiter is made of gas and
wow.
There's no surface, and I don't know about the horse and all that kind of stuff, but I mean, what a gem, obviously.
Can I sit on a chair? That's gold.
Spitting facts. There uh-huh. is no land on Jupiter, so you better bring a chair that floats, I guess.
Yeah, that's what they taught us in school.
Absolutely.
All right, folks, we'll see you next time.
The advice and opinions expressed on Dadsplaining are solely those of its hosts and guests and should not be substituted for the advice of professionals. If you have a serious concern about the health or development of your child, please consult with your pediatrician. If you're experiencing an emergency, please call 911. Don't listen to us. We're really just good for dad jokes.